Grace and peace to you. Christ is risen. Friends, welcome. We come together to celebrate our risen Lord Jesus this Easter and share together, although we're scattered, in a communion feast of celebration. Let's take a moment to still ourselves as we come to worship God. As we celebrate Christ's resurrection today, we are glad to know God's presence.
As we celebrate Christ's resurrection today, we are glad to know that love always wins.
As we celebrate this meal of love, we are bold to declare that Christ is risen. He is risen indeed.
Thank you.
It was still dark when I got there. He was dead. I knew that. But I still wanted to be near him. It had been a horrible death. Hard. So hard to watch. But we were there for him. His mother, his aunt, me, and another Mary. And John, the disciple he loved. We had heard him say it. It is finished. And then he was dead. Finished. Ended. Over. As the sun rose, I saw that the stone was no longer in front of his tomb. And I ran. I ran to find Mary, his mother, who was staying with John, and Peter was there too. And I told them that his body wasn't there.
We were standing in the tomb where they laid him, and the air was electric. We'd been sent there to meet Mary Magdalene and ask her a question. She was still outside the tomb crying. But we knew she would look in again soon and see us. And she did. And we asked her, "Woman, why are you crying?" And she told us, "They have taken the body of Jesus, my rabbi, away. And I don't know where they've put him." We knew what had happened. But we couldn't tell her. And still crying, she went out into the garden.
I'd come back. I knew John and Peter were way ahead of me, and by the time I reached the garden, they'd gone again. I was alone. I thought I'd have no tears left. But I was still weeping. When I looked again into the tomb, I could see two angels, and they asked me why I was still crying. I walked away from the tomb, and I heard someone ask me a question. It was a man. He had his back to me, and he asked me who I was looking for. I assumed he was the gardener. I asked him if he had moved Jesus' body, and he turned round, and he knew my name, Mary, and I knew him. I knew he was alive. It wasn't the gardener, it was Jesus. I wanted to hug him forever and ever, to feel his strength. His love, his kindness, to never let him go. But he told me to go and find Peter and John and tell them what had happened. And I did. But I told Mary what had happened first, for she was his mother.
It's strange, this body. It feels like it's always done, but it's different. I wanted to hug Mary in the garden, but I wasn't sure if I could. Wasn't sure if she could hug me back, but I could speak to her. I could tell her how much I loved her, for her tears, her care, her wonder. In the end, I just said her name. It was enough. She recognized who I was, and she knew. She knew that our worlds had been turned upside down, and we both recognized our own hesitancy, our own shyness, our own deep love for each other. I think it may take the disciples longer to grasp what has happened, but Mary knew. And she'll be my witness. She'll go and tell John and Peter and my mother. On one day, very soon, my disciples will know too.
Mary Magdalene wondered, and Mary met him, and Mary knew. And Mary whispered, "Jesus is alive."
The angels knew, for God had told them, and the angels whispered, "Jesus is alive."
We wonder, and we ask questions, and we can meet him, and we can whisper, "Jesus is alive."
Jesus is alive. It is Easter morning. Forget the whispering. Feel like shouting. Okay? Let's do it. On the count of three, take a deep breath. One, two, three.
Jesus is alive! On this resurrection morning, fresh from the garden, Jesus bids us come dine with him. So gather around this table, assured of a welcome by the risen Lord Jesus. Make space for others as Christ makes space for us.
When Jesus was gathered with his friends the night before he died, he took bread and broke it. He took wine and he lifted it high. He blessed them both, and he said this to his friends: "When you gather and share in these things, remember me."
These symbols before us today speak to us of forgiveness and communion with God. And with each other on this Easter day, they speak to us too of the wonder of resurrection. Let us pray.
God, as we break bread together,
and as we drink wine,
we
ask that you fill these elements.
We ask you fill these elements, near and far, however we hold them, with your Holy Spirit, that she might convey your blessing on all that we may consume, transforming it for this holy use and mystery. Amen. Jesus, looking into the eyes of those he knew who would fail him, took bread. He lifted it high, and he broke it. And as he broke it, he said, "This is my body, broken for you. Do this to remember me."
He took the cup, already tainted by betrayal, and spoke of forgiveness, of drinking the cup in the new kingdom, and said, "Drink from it, all of you."
Eat your bread and be nourished. Drink your wine and be refreshed.
The peace of our Lord Jesus Christ is with us now and forevermore. Love wins. Jesus lives and reigns. Sin is defeated. Death is conquered.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. With hope and joy in our hearts, let us go from here to love and to serve the risen Lord.